Hi, this is Luca.
And this is Laura.
And this is the CareerBeat Talks podcast,
where we bring you the latest insights from the world of recruiting.
From both sides, the candidate's perspective and the company's perspective.
Let's jump right in. Last time when I was walking to the co-working space where I was going to start my daily routine to work on different topics, I was discussing with one friend, and she was telling me, like, oh, according like to her insights, the German job market was super like small, and that she was not able to like find new jobs, or was very afraid to find jobs because she has heard like there are no open job opportunities, and she's super afraid of, you know, losing her current job because what happens if there's like no other like things to do? And then she was like trying to compare that to, of course, other countries as well. And then I was a little bit confused because, of course, we work as recruiters for various companies and we see all the open jobs that are available. So there might be a mismatch between what talents think of the German job market or might also see of the German job market and what the reality is really about. So I want to kind of talk a little bit about it, get just different perspectives into it, and also see what impact that has on companies and on talents. Luca, what are your thoughts? What would you have said to that friend?
Yeah, it's very interesting because it's a bit counter to my experience. So I also read the news sometimes where it's talk about, right, economic downturn and you need to be careful. But on the other hand, so my experience is that the companies are still hiring like crazy in Germany. I think what happens is that maybe we got used to such crazy hiring the last years after coming out of that it has gotten really maybe slowed down by 10%, but if you are hiring like 20 roles per year, which normally you would only do 10, but you do 20 and now you only do 18, right? It's still 8 more than you do in a normal year. So maybe it has slowed down a little bit, but I think if you compare it to the previous years, I think I can really say that for most of the German economy, the companies are still hiring. And it's a very interesting economic situation where we have this high inflation and a lot of hires are being made. On the other hand, the interest rates are very high, but still the economy is not so much slowing down that the companies would be afraid and stop completely hiring. There are some companies, yes, but I think it's still individual situation. I think if you look at the general trend, it's still very good and German companies are still very much hiring.
Yeah, I would say the same. Like, I see that companies do have certain challenges, you know, to attract talents in that sense. But it means, and this is like our perspective as recruiters, it means that there are still plenty of jobs that companies want to fill. So I agree with your perspective on things. I think that it also depends what type of jobs you're looking for, what experience you bring. And then, of course, for that specific sector, there might be less jobs than in previous years. Maybe also because the job market is changing and new jobs, you know, are emerging and might be like of high priority for companies right now. So that might give, of course, the impression that for certain sectors, there might not be as many jobs. But overall, the good news is that there are still plenty of chances to find very good jobs in Germany. So that's, let's say, the good news. But I also want to just go a little bit more into detail. So, Luca, what would you say are, because I know one number here, and I think we've already discussed it, that in the beginning of this year, there were like 1.98 million open jobs. Most of those jobs would be like hired right away. But let's kind of discover, what do you think are the areas where most of the jobs are open currently?
So you want me to guess?
Yeah, no, based on, let's say, on the experience of the companies that we work with, what would you feeling?
I thought we're doing a little quiz.
No, oh, so well, if you want, but...
No. So based on my experience, so I think definitely IT sector still, I think it will always be the case because the technology is advancing so fast and our university system is not fast enough and not attracting enough students. So I would say definitely IT is number one for me. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. So IT for sure. I think green jobs are also emerging, and I see all like different types, like engineering jobs. So it's still like that sector that has the most offers for jobs. But I also see, for example, in sales that I've realized a lot of sales positions are currently open in also, you know, tech companies, so to say. So it also depends, of course, not only in tech companies, but at least that's where we work the most. That's where we've seen a lot of positions. Funnily enough, this year, we've also recruited a lot of HR positions here and there. So I think also that sector could be interesting. I wouldn't say this is a major one, but there are some open jobs there as well. What other jobs have we recruited for the most this year, Luca, beyond like IT sales?
Yeah, for some reason, finance.
True.
Is very popular at the moment, and there's definitely a lack of workers. However, I think in finance, one of the problems is that a lot of times you really need German people when it has to do with taxes or something, or some specific German regulation, right? And it's very hard for internationals to get hired, for example, in those type of roles, unless it's like financial planning, financial controlling. This does not depend on which country you did your experience in. These are global topics, but once it has to do with tax and regulations like this, so naturally the pool is not as strong. In summary, sure. I would say IT engineering, sales, and then maybe HR, finance. These are the biggest ones in the corporate world. Maybe to leave our bubble real quick. So I've been recently again going more by public transport, and where I live currently, in every bus there's an advertisement for bus drivers. So that was also quite interesting to see.
Yeah, that was the thing I wanted to say. Like, we're talking more about, you know, this classical, I don't even know if that's the correct term, but like the white collar type of jobs. But there are so many other jobs in other areas that are like highly sought after. Only thing is, like, of course, in our bubble, we work more in this first sector that we were talking about. But yeah, for sure, plenty of different opportunities out there. So because and this is not the first time that I've heard that the German job market is like really bad currently. What can companies do to counter that, to ensure that talents know, hey, we are hiring, don't like forget to watch our career page?
Yeah, I think nowadays a lot of people use social media to look. So if you don't post on LinkedIn or some other channels also about career topics, not only about marketing and sales topics, that's first of all something you should look into. It's kind of like goes into the whole area of employer branding. But of course, if you don't have the time for that, especially like smaller companies, should really think about maybe partnering with some external recruiters like us, or some external consultants who can help you reach out to candidates directly. So this is my favorite way of doing at the moment, where it's like, of course, I can build like an employer brand and will take a little bit of time, and then I can reap the benefits. Or what you can do is like active outreach to candidates. Yeah? So you're identifying them online or via networks, and then approaching them directly with opportunities, because that's where they are sure to hear about what you have to offer. And of course, your offer needs to be good, right? So that's another point, like really evaluate, why should someone work for us? Do we pay a good salary? Do we have nice benefits that really help, and not just something like gym membership that by now every company is offering, right? Do we have something maybe remote work that the employees really, really value? Yeah. So this it usually starts, for me, it starts with the first question is, why should someone work here if everyone that is good has already a job? So that's a different question in the past, where we were just asking, well, I have a job to give, whom should I hire from the 20 people who are applying? Like, normally, most of the time, no one will apply anymore. Maybe a few candidates, but they don't fit as well with what you want. So this becoming more active, posting on social media, and active outreach to candidates. For me, this is like the recruiting 2.0 that you should do nowadays.
Absolutely. And that's really the future, at least for the next few years, where we still be facing, you know, the lack of skilled workers and so on and so forth. So it does make sense to go into an active role as a company, to ensure that talents know about your open jobs, but that they also have a very good impression of you. So they recommend it to talents in their network as well. So make sure to become super active. Don't wait for talents to come. You be the one knocking on the door of talents as well. But of course, there's the other side, right? For talents, what can talents do now to still stand out? Because despite this fact, and despite we, of course, encourage and want companies to reach out because this is essential, still I hear that many talents apply and get rejected and so on and so forth. So keep in mind that Germany, for so many years, has had a really, really privileged situation, as Luca mentioned, like, I don't know, 300 CVs coming in for one position with amazing, you know, talent. So competition is still very high, but they are also used to a very high quality of talents for every position they are applying for. And with high quality, what I mean is like someone that fits the job, as you know, in every single aspect. And this is also changing nowadays, also because jobs are changing so fast. So what you need to do is to really think, how can I stand out for this specific position, for this specific company? It's still important that you put in the work. You cannot expect to always be found, but you also approach companies, especially those that you're very interested in. And as mentioned, there are plenty of jobs to also choose from. So be active. Don't only listen to rumors, but really get out there, look up companies, look up jobs, and then create amazing application documents.
Yeah, that's very good. Maybe just to really quick add on that is also read carefully the job description. So I notice a lot of times, especially with LinkedIn and this easy apply, and you can apply just with your CV in 1 second. I feel like we all just apply and don't really read the job ads anymore. And it's the criterion on the job ad is not just some random list that companies put out there. So they usually want at least like 80-90% of these criteria. So especially the experience requirement, I always say this is very important. So yeah, really read through the job ad. And of course, you can always try your luck with your dream company, but most of your applications should be really to companies where you feel like confident, hey, I really fit with basically all of these points I require, or nearly all of these points. Of course, some software tool or something I can learn, but it does not make sense to apply somewhere if they really say, hey, we need someone with on a senior level with 5 to 10 years experience in a certain domain. And you say, well, I graduated and I work next to my studies. Now I'm a new joiner in this area. Usually it will not make sense and you will probably get a rejection. So also self-select out of these positions while still, of course, aiming high and going for your dream role. Yeah, so this is the balance you need to strike, I think.
Absolutely. So I think it is time for a summary, Luca. Are you ready?
Yes. So as a summary for today's episode, both Laura and I, we both agree that the German stock market is still very good in a lot of areas. Despite what you may hear on media or online, especially in IT and engineering, especially in sales and marketing, and especially in finance and HR. We personally worked on a lot of roles in 2023, so we can attest that companies are still hiring in these areas. They do have difficulty finding good candidates, so they're coming to us for help. On the other hand, also like in other more trades-oriented jobs, there's still high demand. Bus drivers, I use as an example. So yeah, Germany is definitely hiring, maybe a little bit less than 1 year ago, but still, compared to other countries, I think German companies are desperate for good talents. So yeah, as a company, if you need help, you cannot find anyone for your roles, definitely reach out to us, and we can have a free consultation first, what we can best do, how to work together on finding you the right candidates. And also, if you're a candidate, you need some help, you want a job change, reach out to us, and we can discuss that. We're happy to consider you for any opportunities we have. Our email address is team@careerbeat.de. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. We're super happy to have you here. And if you are a company who's looking for talents to expand their team, make sure to check out our services at careerbeat.de. because there we explain how we help you find top talents much faster. And on the other side, if you're a talent who's currently looking for a job here in Germany, then make sure to also check out our website under careerbee.de/talents, because there you'll discover more about our brand new masterclass, where we really guide you step by step on how to find that dream job of yours. But in either case, you can also just send us a direct email to team@careerbee.de, because we're also super happy to address all your questions directly there. Wishing you a wonderful day.